WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
90s and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
bedside table. The curtains closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, why I'd die in your arms tonight. Must have been something you said. I'd die in your arms tonight. Oh, why I'd die in your arms tonight. Must have been some kind of kiss. I should have walked away.
Everything. one bites the dust.
Max FM.
The Retro Pop.
Coming up for your Labor Day weekend playlist, this is Joe Cortez with a special countdown of Video Made the Radio Star on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion. The top 40 videos from the video music era. Some of these videos cost $4 million to make, while others cost a couple hundred bucks. The most inspirational, the most played. Prince, Tom Petty, Madonna, Paula Abdul, Michael Jackson, you name it, they're in there. You can see more about it at RetroPopReunion.com until I get here this weekend with the Video Made the Radio Star Countdown, a special for this Labor Day weekend, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and patchy fog in the overnight. Lower 60s by daybreak. Light east winds. On Thursday, morning fog, then mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. A storm or two late. Some heavy rain Thursday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 69 at our studios.
99.7 Max FM. Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall. Passing by.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Where you live, wonder why you haven't. Stand in the place where you live. Now face snow. Think about
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Getaway Blues from the refugee camp. Harlem. She living a life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria. She fell in love in East LA to the sounds of the guitar, yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana.
I wonder if it was a